Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm convinced. I had an epiphany last night. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that this is actually the first step towards this major word that political parties refer to, social cohesion. Unless, of course, they're talking about social coercion, and that's something else, by the way. Please don't mix up your coercion and your cohesion.
Why, Darren?
It's no, because they're completely different words, and they mean, you know, the one thing is done by the Guptas, and the other thing is done by good people. All right, so cohesion. And I think the step in the right direction is to
wait, this is the face that Sky makes when he's just learned a new word.
The mafia coerces you into giving money for protection. That's coercion. Cohesiveness is a working together, meeting on a level plane, a place where we can all get along. Why, like Jack Nicholson used to say, why can't we all just get along?
And I'm going to ask for, a lot of people are listening to this right now, mm-hmm. Is it spelled the same way?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay,
so
cool.
So please don't be saying it the same way.
Okay. No, that's fine then. Okay, yeah. Okay. As you were, sir.
Okay, so because we stick in our own little groups, and even on social media, we have our echo chambers. If somebody says something we don't like, we block them, and they're out of our circle, and then our little echo chamber becomes louder and louder and louder, filled with people that only say the things that we want to hear and we want to talk about, and you have no idea what's happening around you. So one of the ways to get out of that, I think, is to find someone that you think you would never get along with, and you have no time for. Like, why would I even talk to you? And then just here now, like, you don't have to, not to them, not to their face. That's step 7. We're at step 1 right now. Just say something nice about the person you like the least. Telling you.
Why don't you try that with me, Darren?
You're not the one I like the least.
Okay.
There's Satan.
That's a nice
way ahead of you.
Oh, I love when this stuff is
recorded. But you bring this up upon yourself. Like, what the hell? We just keep quiet. Gosh.
No, there's a lot, Kerry. There's the Mussolini, Shane Warne. There's a lot of people.
Shane Warne? What did Shane Warne do to you?
A lot of people.
Wait, what did Shane Warne do to you?
He's Australian.
He's a prat.
He's the greatest cricketer to ever play the game.
He can spin a ball, yeah, but he was a prat. And then what he did off the pitch as well. He's like, no. But anyway, no, Sakira, you're not.
Thank you, Darren. That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
There we go. I've done it.
Social cohesion.
I just told Kerry she's not in the top 10 most disliked people in my life.
You were coerced to be cohesive.
Yes. Guys, okay, first step one, find the image of someone you really dislike. You really, really.
Sky, there's someone that we can both think of right now. Imagine you were on a sinking ship and you had to see this person.
like how I feel about Nick Kyrgios.
I don't think maybe one or two people, but in terms of like institutions and things, like there is no way I can say anything nice about Liverpool. I'm sorry. You will never.
Even if I told you right now, imagine that I am the Dalai Lama sitting in front of you. And I promise you that you will go 50% closer to nirvana, to absolute inner peace. You'll take a huge leap in that direction if you were to just say one thing nice about Liverpool.
Nah, I can't, bro.
You're going to resign yourself to the rest of your life, only experience 50% of the happiness that
so
you could.
So cute.
See, I'm that oak, bro. Once you're out of my life and you know when they use the whole thing, like you did to me, like that is Sky Shabalala. Like if I dislike you, not hate, because it's really hectic.
Is there anyone you hate?
I don't think I hate.
Because you're a nice guy. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's an intense
dislike.
People that are not my favorite.
So think of one. Think of one person. No names. Just think of that one person.
Okay.
And I think maybe just a little compliment. Just like something that they do well or is nice about them.
Yeah.
He's just putting his foot down. No. He's like a toddler right now.
No. Kerry, you can do this.
So look, I'm gonna hit the whole yogi hippie route here.
Exactly.
And say that if someone is Sky, if someone's getting you under the skin that much, they're obviously mirroring something other in yourself that you are not comfortable with. So in that situation, I think it's always easy to almost thank them for bringing up something in you that you can address. Mm-hmm. Because if anyone has that kind of power over you, that's something
no,
you
but they
got
no,
to sort
I don't
out.
Give them that power. I don't give them that airtime.
So then you say to the Liverpool supporters, thank you for reminding me how much I love Man U.
Snap.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good
one. Kerry Miller. Namaste here for the rest of the day, guys.
Kerry, could you just focus that high-powered perceptive tool onto yourself?
Onto yourself, yeah.
Yes, you helped Sky nicely there. Yeah. We like that. Now, can you do it, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so something about someone.
Okay, so the person that I'm thinking about right now made my life very difficult for a remarkable amount of time. Yeah. And I'd like to say to her or him, thank you for showing me that I could rise above your attitude problem so early in the morning. How about that?
Not bad at all. Okay, now I want you to try. In your head right now, imagine the person. I don't want any names here. There's no name and shaming here. Just imagine the face of that person that you dislike the most and say one thing nice about them. You can WhatsApp us.
061-792-9495.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.